A Bloomington Normal congressman says he wants to decriminalize cannabis at the federal level, but he just voted against the bill that does that.
Almost the entire social justice portion of the bill, I thought, was too far. Why couldn't we keep it simple?
That's Rodney Davis. I'm Dana Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Friday, December 11th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now, let's lead off with a Bloomington Normal congressman explaining why he voted against a cannabis decriminalization bill. Ryan Denham has more.
Rodney Davis has been further left on cannabis than many of his Republican colleagues in the House. During the last campaign, he said he supported decriminalization of marijuana at the federal level, allowing states to determine their own laws as they see fit, and that's what Illinois did. But last week, when a decriminalization bill finally came up, Davis voted no.
It went too far. It was a bad bill.
The bill removes cannabis from the list of federally controlled substances and facilitates canceling low-level federal convictions and arrests related to marijuana. But it also creates an excise tax on cannabis sales and directs that money to be targeted to communities adversely affected by the war on drugs. And it adds incentives for minority-owned businesses to help them enter the cannabis market.
Almost the entire social justice portion of the bill, I thought, was too far. Why couldn't we keep it simple?
Simple, Davis says, means those areas where there's widespread agreement, such as opening up the banking industry to cannabis businesses, which are currently stuck in the legal mismatch between the state and federal governments.
It's my job as a federal official to begin the process of allowing those duly and rightfully operating Illinois businesses to be able to use our financial institutions to bank those dollars in our economy, just like every other small business does, and not worry about the federal government coming in and confiscating those because the federal law doesn't match the state law. And I'm more than willing to match that state law, but not with ensuring that certain provisions would go way too far when it comes to the public safety of our country.
The bill passed anyway, without Davis's support. It's expected to die this year in the Republican-controlled Senate, though Democrats could vote on a similar bill in the next session of Congress. I'm Ryan Denham.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. The McLean County Health Department reported three more COVID-related deaths yesterday, all tied to long-term care facilities. The death toll is now 65. And ISU says it's canceling spring break next year at the request of state officials, but the university is adding 4 days with canceled classes into two personal well-being days. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Congressman Darren LaHood says getting a new coronavirus relief package passed remains his top priority this month, even if it means he has to stay in Washington, D.C. until it gets done. Tim Shelley talks with the Peoria Republican about its status.
We're doing everything we can to try to find common ground and collaboration to get a coronavirus relief stimulus package done. I remain optimistic. What I have said is Nancy Pelosi ought to keep us in D.C. Until we get it passed. We have an obligation and responsibility to the American public to get it done. And so I'm working with my colleagues to try to come up with a compromise to get it passed.
There's a lot of talk about what might or might not be in it. Another stimulus. There's talk of state and local government aid, liability protection. What exactly are the sticking points here right now?
Well, for my district in Central and West Central Illinois, we need to help out our small businesses, whether it's the motor coach industry like Peoria Charter Coach, or whether it's our family-owned restaurants, whether it's our banquet facilities and catering entities, or anybody that's in the travel industry, the hospitality industry, or lodging. We have to help them. And so PPP funding, the Paycheck Protection Program, was a lifeline to those small businesses back in the spring. And now we need to have more funding to help those small businesses. Because what I worry about, Tim, is many of those entities that I just mentioned are not going to make it through the winter months unless we're there to help. And so I think First and foremost, we have to have funding for small businesses through the PPP program to give them the resources to get through the next 6 to 9 months. Secondly, I think we have to have money for our state and states, and particularly for our cities and municipalities. I look at cities like the city of Peoria. The last thing that they ought to be doing is laying off firefighters and police officers and city workers because the federal government hadn't come through with resources to help them for revenue loss because of COVID. We haven't given enough money yet there, and so I'm supportive of that. Thirdly, I think we need to have liability protection for our businesses because the last thing that they need to worry about is being sued by class action lawsuits because of COVID. This isn't anything they asked for. This is something obviously that they've been mandated through our governor and to be shut down. And so liability protection needs to be in there. And then obviously help for unemployment benefits, not at $600 a week, but something around $200 or $300 for unemployment benefits for people that are going to lose those benefits, particularly around the holidays. We have to be there for that, for those. So those are four things that I want to see in a coronavirus stimulus relief package, and hopefully we can get it done.
So you're hoping to get this done before the end of this year?
Well, I think we got to get it done either this week or next week. We can't leave for Christmas without getting it done. And like I said, Nancy Pelosi ought to make sure that all of the members of Congress don't leave until we get it passed. So I think we have this week and next week to try to get that done.
Congressman, what are some of your other priorities here as we're looking towards the end of 2020 and moving into 2021?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, we need to get beyond the coronavirus pandemic. And now that's not easy, but I'm optimistic about the vaccines. We have to make sure that they are distributed, and particularly our frontline healthcare workers get them first. Then our vulnerable population, particularly our older folks, and then people that have pre-existing conditions. So we have to do that. But the goal ought to be, as we look to 2021, is to get back to the economy we had pre-COVID.
That was Tim Shelley's interview with Congressman Darren LaHood, who represents parts of Bloomington Normal. Yesterday, LaHood became one of 106 House Republicans who signed onto an amicus brief in support of the Texas Attorney General's lawsuit. They're seeking to overturn the election results in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Before we let you go, McLean County's Behavioral Health Coordinating Council is meeting this morning. On the agenda are updates on the Triage Center and FUSE program. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.